George, you'll tell us about Mr. John Jeff Williams coming by with his serenading outfit.
I think possibly that was original with John Jeff. John Jeff Williams had a fairly large family over about 2 miles from here. The old home's over there now, you know, where John Powell lives. But he would load up his children, put Florence at the organ, have one of his little portable organs, put in the wagon. And it's something like a hayride, but they'd come by in the evening, and they'd be singing. She'd be playing this organ, and all be singing. And I think it was about the sweetest music I remember in my life, except Mother's Old Mockingbird. And I think the Franklins, as a rule, were very sociable.
Well, that's not very uncommon, nohow. Well, I remember about 18 years old, I guess, that I started to teach. My first school I taught down here and boarded at Mitch Green's. I noticed this morning as I came along, there's the old home there. Looks like it's pretty well kept yet.
Had to live there.
And I taught on then for 5 years, just common country schools around in different places, here in Bullock County and in two in Emanuel County, I believe. So I never had given any very serious thought to going to college. But George was teaching also. One day he called me up. That was up when I was in Emanuel County near Summit. He says, what about us going, getting ready now, after the school term's out, and going to college? I said, well, all right, I'll go with you. So when the next college term opened up, naturally, I was getting some age on me then. I was probably around 23 years old when I entered the University of Georgia. And being a teacher for 5 years, I had acquired a little bit of dignity, you know, and had to sort of appear a little bit dignified before the students and all. And the last school that I taught up in Emanuel County, I had bought me a black long-tail coat. So I had that suit of clothes, and I went to the University of Georgia and entered there as a freshman. I had me a walking cane and a derby hat and that long-tail coat. And there never was a greener countryman that hit Athens than O.J. Franklin out of Oregon. We went there and we didn't know.
He was a dude,
all right. He was a dude. So on Monday morning we got in there. I don't remember about the day, but on opening day there was. We were around on the steps of the old chapel, which is, I noticed it the other day, this being the sesquicentennial of the University of Georgia, that noticed the old chapel there, almost as it was then. And I was walking around on the steps, which extended the entire width of that chapel. And these freshmen who were there, they were walking about there, and they were tipping their hats to me. And I thought to myself, well, you darn fool, you, what are you tipping your hat at me for? I'm a bigger freshman than you are. So that's the story, and I hit it to the University of Georgia.
Tell them what they did to you. When they found out just who you were.
Ah, that's different. I refused to answer because...
You know, I see they treated them rough in those days.
They did a little hazing in those days.
Becky, I think you ought to tell something about the other brothers. You know, just give a little time. Description of them, yeah.
How about their children?
I'd like to say they're all along about the, long and the same thing, but you're talking about the form of amusement we had when we were young. They left out, I think, one of the most outstanding and important forms of amusement of that day and time was the old-time picnic that they had out in the woods somewhere. Somebody had sponsored it. They'd go out there and take just old rough lumber and build a platform. And off one side, somebody would sell lemonade. And they'd have lemonade and they'd get some good old-time fiddlers and they'd go there and they'd fiddle and they'd dance. They'd pull off the coats and just sweat and dance all day. And I've known them to get, a lot of them would load up on old corn liquor and they'd maybe wind up late in the afternoon and all three for all fight. That was one of the forms of amusement we had in those early days.
It seems that the several boys had the opportunity of going to Savannah rather rarely. And maybe once every year and a half or something like that, along in those days, I think.
Not often like that, I think.
And because they rotated them, you know, two could go each time. The father went to, grandfather went to trade in Savannah. So the first time Dad went, he was, as was the custom, it seemed, was given his nickel to spend in Savannah. And, well, it's not so funny. It was quite a sum then, you know, a nickel, you know. And so he went to the soda fountain. It's apparently on West Broad there somewhere. I've been trying to find out where it was.